weeks. The year is 2012. The program is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasinelli. She's our queen of cheap. Richie, what do you have to contribute? I just got Roberta and Jennifer.
Nothing. I'm just taking up time and space.
Okay, that's fine.
He presses the button, boss. Yeah, presses the button.
That's my only purpose in life.
In a minute, we're going to meet a fellow named Don Rondeau, who is the president of a company that deals with missing children. Some amazing facts, things that you didn't know before. If you're a parent, you're going to want to spend a few minutes with us, and that'll happen right after these words on Good Day.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how are you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com and let the referrals begin.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on your car.
Good, they're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, you know, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Yeah.
Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, find over 10,000 top-brand tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours, all at everyday low prices. Save money, live better. Walmart.
See no makeup, feel no makeup. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder perfects your skin without leaving a trace. Ultra light, ultra breathable, looks fresh, flawless, radiant in every light. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder. It will change how you feel about makeup forever. In shades for every ethnicity, try yours free for 10 days. Only at Estee Lauder, now at Macy's.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
to participate in this free nationwide event. Call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Since 9/11, we've spent hundreds of billions of dollars fighting terrorists around the world. And yet right here in America, more than 2,000 kids go missing every day.
So, with 2,000-plus children reported missing every day in our country, you do the math, it's one child every 40 seconds. And yet, what are we doing for them versus what are we doing protecting the residents of other countries and their citizens? And that's the question asked by Don Rondeau, who is the president and CEO of Total Security Services International, TSSI, Total Security Services International, with a message, a strong message here, especially since Don, by the way, thanks for joining us. We've been scared into all of this stuff. We are so full of fear. The news media, willing collaborators with the mischievous government agencies that are involved in getting more control over your lives, that we basically ignore this problem, and one wonders whether you are the lone voice in the wilderness here.
Well, good morning, and thank you so much for having me today. I could not agree more. I certainly believe that there are those out there who steer us towards an agenda that includes this kind of hyperactive, profiteer-driven homeland security and national security agendas, and it cost us dearly. It cost us literally financially, and we missed the opportunity to protect Americans right here in America home soil.
Let's not even go outside the country. We spent 10 times that amount of money last year for security devices at airports that are dangerous to the health of the people who use them. Not only the TSA employees that are around them, but people who go through them with any regularity. We spent 10 times as much money for that stuff as we have for trying to help assist those looking for missing children or the children that are exploited, whatever, however you want to describe these children who are in need. And when you think about the fact that the TSA doesn't really do anything, it doesn't, you were a security guy before, you can now talk openly and honestly about all of the things that are supposed to be, and this is the kind of stuff that drives most people who have a brain nuts. I'm on a plane sometimes two times
here we
a
go.
Week. And no, I'm serious, Richie, about this.
Yeah.
The essence of talking to some woman in a line when I said, I'm not going to go through the screening process, and they set me aside and punished me for 10 minutes because I didn't do what they wanted me to do. And then when I have a conversation, this woman looks at me and scowls and says, we're protecting you from another, and she said like that, another September 11th. And I looked at her and I said, don't insult me with that stuff. And this is more insulting when you find, I didn't know these were the figures until Richie brought this to my attention.
Agreed. And all that said, we do have things now that we didn't have before, like the Amber Alert, Don, and other things in process to help find kids who go missing. But it seems like once they're missing 24, 48 hours, that then it's just kind of sloughed to the side. And unless they're a rich white kid that can get on the Today Show, it just kind of goes away. So what's happening to help those kids who do go missing more than 48 hours, 72 hours?
Well, what is happening right now across America is really just something fantastic. There's this grassroots movement, if you will. People have just gotten tired of seeing families go through this kind of tragic circumstance alone. And so citizens, activists, just stakeholder associations, missing persons groups have said, we're going to get out there and search for children. We're going to create our own sharing networks. We're going to create our own search resources. And that is what's happening. You know, if you've been following me on Facebook, and I know some of your listeners have, and I know some of you guys have, we have really taken some of the skill sets that we've learned in the Homeland Security and anti-terrorism community and said, you know, we've been searching for the boogeyman for so long. We've been searching for bad guys. We're going to take those resources and search for kids and search for those who are vulnerable right here in America who are missing right now.
Are you talking about federal money that's being spent for these things? Or are you talking about how to, what the technical work is behind the scenes to,
skill sets?
I'm absolutely speaking about skill sets. These are just people, Doug, like myself, who have just said.
All right, so where are you getting your money, though, Don?
It is self-funded, Doug. This is coming out of my pocket and the pocket of other groups. There are groups who have existed for many years who have never been a part of the missing persons kind of community. The Guardian Angels is a great example of guys and gals who've been out there protecting people, really haven't been involved in missing children, but now groups like that and others say, hey, you know what? Enough's enough. If no one's going to pick up the slack on this, we're going to dive into it. And so it really is that kind of old school, the community getting involved. You know, we've kind of put politics aside and just dove in and said, if the government's not going to do it at every level, and I'm not just talking about the federal government. We beat up on the federal government a lot. I do personally sometimes, but
me too.
But it's at the state level, at the local level, where people are pouring money into prisons, pouring money into the militarization of different police agencies, pouring money in highways. Everything but protecting the kids who are right there in their own community. I don't understand it. I'm not going to accept it. So we get out there and search. It has resulted in some wins for kids. We've drafted legislation. One of those pieces of legislation right now is being introduced in Maryland. Jill P. Carter is one of the delegates who is leading this. It now has 30 co-sponsors, thanks to Delegate Jill P. Carter, and it's House Bill 1120, and it's named the Felicia's Law, and it's after a young lady who disappeared Christmas time 2010, and it really took the citizens to get involved and go search for this young lady, and unfortunately she was located deceased 6 months later. And we just all said, you know, enough's enough. We're going to get out there and we're going to fix this, and we're going to take that law once it's passed, because we fully intend for it to be passed, and we're going to use that as a template to inject in other states. And we've had inquiries from all over the country, all over the world.
So if people want in their community in Ohio or wherever, Florida, want to get involved, how do they get involved?
Well, the first thing they can do right now, Richie, is to just, they can Facebook me right now, Don L. Rondeau, R-O-N-D-E-A-U, and I will shoot them a copy of that bill and then recount to anyone how we were able to.
All right, so it's facebook.com/ Don L. Rondeau.
That is correct.
Okay, facebook.com. That's something that we ought to, why don't we, Jennifer, tie into that? Let's just repost
that as well.
Also go to protectorthemovie.com for information on that website. All right, good. This is an interesting and important thing for us to wrap ourselves around. Don, thank you for opening the door. Don Rondeau with us here on Good Day.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Rendition, which was the original, Bridge Over Troubled Water, they were so impressed with their achievement, they played the gold disc on their stereo, got a gold record for Bridge Over Troubled Water on this date, 1970. But the interesting thing was what they'd put on, you know.
Yeah, there's nothing on there.
No, that's not true.
Really?
What they had put on it was Mitch Miller's Bridge Over the River Kwai.
Yeah, they're water. Trophies. I mean, it's...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even know that they were actual records that could be played.
Yeah, sometimes they were.
Remember, Doug, I don't know whether you missed this fad, but remember picture discs?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
yes.
You
buy the record and they'd actually have the album cover printed on the disc? Oh, yeah. I had all the Boston ones.
Yeah, very cool. So there it is.
Big finish.
Yep. Everybody loves this song. So much emotion attached to it. Big finish, Roberta. Can't tell that. Them for me, can you?
Yeah, poor Art Garfunkel.
Why is he poor? He made a lot of money. So.
Yeah, but he did. After the real talent, Paul Simon, left, there was just nothing left. And all he can do is look back on this song and go.
Well, he's still performing. I just saw him a couple of months ago.
Yeah, 26 doing all passing. Paul Simon and all Garfunkel stuff, right?
So Jennifer has decided to discuss things that she thinks are disgusting on the website. And she says
every day there's something that offends me.
Every day she's offended by some item that is put into our featured slideshow. And I noticed last week after we talked about what was offensive, I'm trying to remember what it was.
It was the little boy and the cow.
That's right. Yeah. Feeding off a cow.
So you know, we had 2,400 more people on one day go look at the website because
because they all wanted to be grossed out with me.
All right, so here's gross out. Here's the next gross out. Go look at the picture of me. Or there's three pictures of me getting a toxin treatment on my back. If you want to get grossed out, according to Jennifer, my bare back and the things that are done.
Time.
Yeah, but what's weird is it looks like you actually have a bubble coming out of your neck. That's
well,
what really
I have four of them. They're glass jars that are put on there to bring out the toxins.
That is so gross.
Check the pictures out at DougSteffen.com.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Chuck Hankins, president of the Korean War Veterans Alliance.
To be eligible to belong to the group, you had to have been in Korea during the combat. Making the annual reunions that we've had every year, it's the opportunity to go to a reunion and sit down and visit with, we call it the Band of Brothers now. We understand what each other's talking about and where we're coming from and even the emotion that's involved in it we can appreciate. And somebody that hasn't had that experience, you can talk to them and describe things to them. And you can almost see their eyes glaze over because they really don't understand the depth of the emotion of what you're talking about. And I guess that's been the thing out of the organization that I've gained the most from, that camaraderie that gets involved in that type of thing.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
See no makeup, feel no makeup. New invisible fluid makeup from Estee Lauder perfects your skin without leaving a trace. Ultra light, ultra breathable, looks fresh, flawless, radiant in every light. New invisible fluid makeup from Estee Lauder. It will change how you feel about makeup forever. In shades for every ethnicity, try yours free for 10 days. Only at Estee Lauder. Now at Macy's.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on your car.
They're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, you know, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Yeah.
Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, find over 10,000 top brand tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours, all at everyday low prices. Save money.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program as the trip cross country continues. The wonders of technology, Richie.
Yes.
Isn't it cool that you can be in Washington, Roberta can be in New York, Jennifer can be in Los Angeles, I can be in wherever I... What is I said
somewhere in Oklahoma.
Close. No, that was yesterday. Today I'm in Arkansas.
Oh, in Arkansas. That's
right. Yeah, right. And we put our pieces together. Connecting with us also is the studio at WTTF in Tiffin, home of Heidelberg University, and the site of the Patricia Adams Lecture Series. Twice a year, Women of Note, thanks to Patricia Adams and her husband, John Q. Adams, who are... she's not a graduate, actually. She supported John. If it wasn't for her, she wouldn't have gotten through Heidelberg. And I wonder, but there's sort of a twist and a turn in that. Another good story. Someday I'll try to get John on the air. What a wonderful guy. Great stories. And that's really what this series is all about. And actually what this radio program is all about. Stories of great people, interesting things that are going on in the world. And the fact that we're going to meet Ann Fudge, who has a lot of things in her CV that make her an interesting participant in this lecture series, which, again, is all about women who have accomplished great things. Ann Fudge, welcome to Good Day. How are you?
Thank you. Good morning.
So you are a graduate of Simmons and Harvard Business School. You've done quite a bit in your life. I was looking at your resume and the time you spent at General Mills getting started with Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yes, and I sure hope you had a bowl this morning.
I haven't yet. But so how does it work? You started on this team. How does it... Explain to people how brands and products are developed, because I think that's part of what you... You worked at Kraft and General Mills and stuff, so you were involved learning as you went through, I'm sure, how to market. What do people need to know about the creation of a product like Honey Nut Cheerios?
So the most important thing is that we really understand what consumers want. And when we worked on what we called a flanker to regular Cheerios, we knew that we wanted it to be healthy, and we worked with our tech people to come up with some sweeteners that would still connote health in the minds of people. So honey, obviously very natural, and sprinkling of nuts. And we test a variety of formulations, and we have consumers literally come into the research center and blind taste different formulas until we get to a point where we have something that we're ready to actually put into test market. And that's what we did. We put it in test market in, I think, Milwaukee was one of the cities, and then someplace on the West Coast. And it was so successful in the early testing in market that we just said, wow, we've got a winner, and rushed it into the market as quickly as possible. And I have to tell you, as a marketing assistant working on it, it's quite exciting when you get from working with a concept, literally a concept, to see if people like, to actually seeing the box that you worked with the art department to create the shelf.
You have then, as you, I kind of want to go backwards and then go forwards a little bit. When you went to business school, what did you think? And Fudge, you weren't married. You married when you went to college.
Married in business school.
Yeah. What did you think your future was going to hold for you? What were the aspirations?
Clueless. Right? You ask anybody if they know what their future holds, and I'll just give them a sack of money. You just, as I was saying to some of the students here yesterday, follow what you love. Do what you love, and then let the chips fall. You have some sense of direction, but if you over-direct, you may not end up where you think you should be. Mm-hmm. And so I loved marketing. It was exciting. I enjoyed the consumer interaction, because the most important thing one of my marketing professors told me was that you have to put yourself in the shoes of the consumer. It's not what you think and what you like. It's what they really want. And so
you moved up the ladder in this company and others to the point of being, you were quickly acknowledged as a rising star. I look with interest at how Business Week described you, and then you became in Fortune magazine's list of the 50 most influential women in American business, a member of that, a pretty exclusive club. And I guess I just wonder, do you pinch yourself every once in a while thinking, yeah, I go back to my college days, I go back to where I came from, and now I look at what I've accomplished. And I mean, people in your family, do they still treat you like they did when you were a kid?
Yes, they do. As with any family, of course they treat you like when you were a kid. And and that's what's great about being grounded with family and friends who, you know, knew you when you were just a kid, figuring out what you wanted to do. And it is interesting. I'm not sure anybody can predict where their life is going to go, and I think that's what the beauty of life is all about. You sort of grow and develop, and maybe you think you're going along a path and you might go there, but then, you know, you find something else that's kind of interesting. Yeah. And you keep moving.
Part of the Patricia Adams lecture series is, again, focusing on women of note. You decided early on you didn't want to work for the entire... a lot of people think, okay, I worked till I'm 65 or 70. You wanted none of that, right?
That's right. Too much life to enjoy.
Yeah, but then you copped out and went back to work.
I know, I did.
Yeah, and running, because I'm in the advertising business, I know who Young and Rubicam is, but maybe you'd explain to folks who are listening what that company, what it was like to run that company, because if anything, the advertising business, very high-powered, very a lot of pressure. So you ran it. What was it like to run?
So the interesting thing, just very quickly, people tend to know Y&R Advertising, which is a big chunk of the business. But Young & Rubicam Brands consist of companies like Wunderman, Burson Marsteller, Bravo, Hispanic Agency, about 20 different businesses, Landor in the graphic package design business, just really fabulous businesses. And operating in 80 countries around the world, truly a global network of marketing communication businesses, and we had about 15,000 employees. So it was fascinating to be able to take the helm of a global company and have that kind of responsibility. Most of the work at General Mills and Kraft General Foods was domestic, and some linkages with the coffee business globally. So totally different platform. Fascinating experience, and most importantly, working with a broad range of clients around the globe.
But the interesting thing, Ann, is that you came, it's almost like a headhunter found you. I remember when Y&R was a mess, and they brought you in to straighten it out. So how is it decided that you would be the perfect person, given your track, to go to Y&R and fix it.
It's interesting. It did not come through a headhunter. Y&R is part of WPP, which is a holding company, which owns Ogilvy and J. Walter Thompson and Y&R, among others. And so Martin Sorrell, Sir Martin Sorrell, was the one who approached me directly. And I'm sure in part because wanting someone who perhaps would come at the business from a different angle.
Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, he's on boards of directors. You're on a lot of boards as well. What's it like to be on some of these? You know, we hear lots of stories sort of behind. Nobody ever knows who these board members are unless you kind of nose around. But yet the board of various companies, General Electric, Unilever, you get paid well, and your counsel is appreciated. Do they really listen to people like you who get on the boards of directors of some of these big corporations?
The answer is absolutely yes. And in fact, sometimes, not that I'm advocating putting board meetings on tape, but I do think that people would be pleased to see the level of discussion that occurs in, at least I can speak for the boards I'm engaged with, the level of conversation and debate. So it's not a situation where you sit in a room and you're sitting through presentations and never say anything. There is quite rigorous discussion and debate, and that's our responsibility. I'm representing the shareholders. I'm representing the shareholders, and I'm going to ask the questions that I, as a shareholder, believe are important to ask.
But you also serve with the Gates Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, Brookings Institution, and the Council on Foreign Relations. Do you think people understand? You hear all kinds of buzz about the Council on Foreign Relations. Is it what you expected?
So I've been a member of the Council on Foreign Relations for many years, and I think the strength of CFR is the fact that it brings very important issues, global issues, on the table with people who are deeply informed on the issue. And so as a business person, I joined when I was a business person, you really get sort of the unvarnished truth about what's going on a variety of issues, whether it's, you know, Syria, how we're dealing with Iran. We just issued a report on education as a national security issue, which was chaired by Condi Rice and Joel Klein, and I served on that task force. So we try to do things that both inform its members and perhaps more importantly inform the public on issues that truly affect us. Things that are going on in the world are not in and of themselves, you know, something that's just separate. We're all affected by it.
All right. So with that in mind, when I saw that you served on the this bipartisan panel that Alan Simpson and Erskine Bowles chaired, the focus on what to do with our economy, what to do in the budget, this whole National Commission on Fiscal Responsibility is what it was called.
Yes.
Do you feel frustrated because nobody's paid any attention? This was a high-level group of politicians and business people that came together to try to fix a problem, and nobody's paid a bit of attention.
Well, I'm going to challenge that that point. So,
well, let's say nothing's been enacted that you advise.
I'm going to challenge that point, too. So, yes, has it been fully adopted in every aspect of what was laid out in the recommendation? No. But have elements of it, either through Paul Ryan's budget, been put into place and acknowledged as an issue and start to work upon issues like tax rates, which were...
Yes.
So there are elements of it that...
All right, so I admit to having chosen words improperly. What I find is a frustration, and I wanted more from your perspective as having actually been there. The work that you did seemed very involved and detailed, and it seemed to offer all kinds of great solutions. And I guess maybe when it comes to getting the solutions to the table, yeah, the work has been acknowledged, and people said, look at this and do it, but nothing...
So I think, let me say what I think you're trying to say. The frustration with our political process.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
So the reality is we are in the midst of election year, huge election year. So, yes, you would have hoped that, certain things would have been pushed forward since the recommendations were made, you know, a year and a half ago. And as I said, what I've come to learn from the experience, and sometimes it happens in business, you come up with a recommendation. Are 100% of the things you put on the table accepted? Absolutely not. But if you can get, you know, 50 and then incrementally get your way to what you think is a great solution to address the challenge. But I do think the frustration comes with the time that it takes as we are facing this debt and deficit challenge for us to take appropriate action, that it seems like we get to the brink before we, you know, act, versus if we acted sooner, we could perhaps eliminate, you know, levels of stress and magnification of the problem.
Right. All right. So as we sort of run into the time constraints of you having to do something else and me having to move along, I want to talk about the glass ceiling. As an accomplished black woman, it bothers me even to say that in America. I don't like. So when Hillary Clinton ran for the president, I thought she would have been the best choice, and had nothing to do with her being a woman. Had to do with what, I mean, maybe it did, though, actually, because I think women have a different perspective and better management style and are better at detail, better for almost every reason. But we still have this is a man's world kind of attitude in our country way too much. And I wonder, as you went through your career, how much of this stuff played a part in your pushing because you didn't want the glass ceiling to be a reality for you.
You know, one of the things, and I say this to young women all the time, you can't think about sort of what is. You have to think about what you want to happen. And so, yes, is there a challenging reality for women? Absolutely. But you can't let that sort of deter you or minimize your desire and ability to press forward. And every time someone succeeds, it's another step forward. And sometimes you wonder, well, how many times do we have to keep hitting? But things do happen.
Many times as it takes.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, it's good to have you at Heidelberg. I speak as a member of the board. I'm sorry that I can't be there, but I know there will be a lot of inspiration. The students love this sort of thing, and it's good for everybody to have this lesson. And by the way, you're a neighbor. I live in Framingham, and you're in Chestnut Hill, so we ought to have lunch sometime.
Okay. I'd love to do that.
Yeah, it'd be cool. Have a great evening. Thank you for your service there and all sorts of other ways where you are an inspiration. We need more people like you. Ann Fudge, thanks. Good to have you here. Ann is going to participate, for those of you listening in Ohio, at the Pat Adams Lecture Series at Heidelberg tonight. It's 11 minutes before the hour on Good Day. You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on your car.
They're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, you know, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Yeah.
Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, find over 10,000 top brand tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours, all at everyday low prices. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougStephan.com.
Hey, Doug Stephan, Good Day program. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/ Good Day Show at 51 after the hour.
Our
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck. It was a year ago tonight we were told something many of us thought we would never hear. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. It was a Sunday night, May 1st, 2011. President Obama addressed the nation and wasted no time in telling us something we had all waited years to hear.
Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda.
And that announcement, along with the knowledge that it was an incredible effort by a U.S. Navy SEALs team that got the job done, led to this. Spontaneous chants of USA broke out in front of the White House, in New York's Times Square, and at Ground Zero, where the Twin Towers once stood. Among the many expressing their feelings that night, this retired New York City firefighter.
It's unbelievable. It's come to justice. And the 343 brothers that we lost here will all know that they didn't die in vain.
And now, here we are, a year later, with President Obama rejecting any notion that the anniversary of bin Laden's death has been politicized, or that there has been any excessive celebration.
The American people rightly remember what we as a country accomplished in bringing to justice somebody who killed over 3,000 of our citizens.
A notion has been floated by some members of the Obama administration, even implied by the president himself, that likely Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney might not have given the same order to get bin Laden. Senator John McCain, the Republican nominee in 2008, argues that any president in office at the time would have made the same decision that President Obama did.
All I can say is that this is going to be a very rough campaign, and I've had the great honor of serving in the company of heroes. And you know the thing about heroes? They don't brag.
Earlier this week, Mitt Romney was asked directly if he would have given the order to take bin Laden out. He replied, "Of course," and added, "Even Jimmy Carter would have done that." Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
On Wall Street, the market was down slightly yesterday. The Dow off by 15 points, closing at 13,214. NASDAQ fell 23 points. S&P dropped 5. Oil prices also down 10 cents a barrel to $104.83. Oklahoma residents in cleanup mode today after several tornadoes touched down yesterday. State officials are still assessing the damage from the severe weather, but thankfully no injuries have been reported. On Capitol Hill, a couple of members of Congress want to make sure that what you post on Facebook won't come back to bite you if you're looking for a job. Two members of the House have introduced a measure to protect Facebook users from having to provide their login information to potential employers. The Social Networking Online Protection Act, or SNOPA for short, would prohibit current or potential employers from requiring a username, password, or other access to personal online pages. And finally, just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water... Yes, when you thought we could leave all those Titanic retrospectives behind, now that the 100th anniversary of the ship's ill-fated maiden voyage has come and gone, well, here comes another development. What if we could build a fully functioning replica, a new, modern version of the Titanic, the Titanic 2?
Many people have attempted to do it before, but have failed because they didn't have the buy-in of a shipyard and they didn't have the money to pay for it.
That's Clive Palmer, an Australian business magnate who does have the money to pay for it, and he has commissioned a Chinese shipbuilding company to create a 21st century replica of the Titanic. Every bit as luxurious as the original, he says. Construction on the ship is set to commence by the end of next year. Titanic 2 will be ready to sail, we're told, by 2016. But a question, any chance the Titanic 2 will meet the same fate as its predecessor and sink?
Well, of course it will sink if you put a hole in it, but it's not going to be designed with a hole in.
Even so, would you actually book a trip on the Titanic 2? Truthfully, I think I'd rather book a trip on the Poseidon 2. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
See no makeup, feel no makeup. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder perfects your skin without leaving a trace. Ultra light, ultra breathable, looks fresh, flawless, radiant in every light. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder. It will change how you feel about makeup forever. In shades for every ethnicity, try yours free for 10 days. Only at Estee Lauder, now at Macy's.